Good morning. My guest this morning is Bev Scotland from the Laguna Foundation. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning.
This is a celebration, celebrating the Laguna Uplands Preserve. Can you describe to people exactly where that is?
The Laguna Uplands Preserve is right behind West County Medical Center in Sebastopol.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an 8-acre site that we've been restoring for 15 years.
Wow.
And it's a pretty, it's a magical place, and it has wonderful views. So we are we're inviting all of our members to attend this event. There's a member event that celebrates the Laguna Uplands Preserve, and it's on April 23rd.
This is an 8-acre tract, right?
It's an 8-acre tract. You can enter it on three sides. It's, as I say, it's right behind the hospital. And it was when we first, it was donated to us, and it was just a barren, overgrazed field with very few trees, lots of fencing. And over the years, we've restored it to this very rich, beautiful wildlife habitat. And so the birds have returned.
Oh,
wildlife
great.
Has returned. We know that there's deer and coyote, jackrabbits. We know that there's badgers who pass through at night. And birds, we put nesting boxes, and we know that birds have returned. And also there's just, we've planted a lot of sedges and grasses and trees. And so we're very, very pleased with it. And the restoration was made possible by volunteers and also, and again, by member donations. And so we want to celebrate our members, and we also want to celebrate this beautiful preserve.
I assume that that part of this celebration is going to be seeing photographs of what it looked like when it was in its worst state, so that people can see exactly how land can return to its original sources, if just allowed to do so and given a little encouragement.
Yes, yes, we have a lot of photos from before and after. What we're going to do is put up the before photos, and you'll see, you'll be looking at the same site, and you'll see how it's transformed. And of course, it's so beautiful. It's so green now with all the rain that we've had. So it's magical, and people will understand how you can restore a site to not what it exactly what it was, but certainly close to it.
Right.
Yeah.
I lived very close to the Laguna for 22 years and saw it change, and I think it's interesting for people to be able to see that land that has been, quote, ruined, unquote, doesn't necessarily have to stay that way.
No. As long as there's concerned community, and there's volunteers and there's staff, you know, we can definitely restore it. And that's the focus of the Laguna Foundation, which is the health of the Laguna de Santa Rosa wetland and the vast watershed that feeds it. So clean water, healthy soil, restored habitat, and also bringing people out to these properties to connect them to nature. That is the mission of the Laguna Foundation, and we see it over and over again with all of our restoration sites.
What are you working on mostly now?
Well, we're working throughout the Laguna, and again, we're working on, you know, clean, as I said, working with our landowners and with our partners. We have many, many partners and make all the work possible. So we're working at all these different restoration sites.
Great.
And and bringing them back.
Boy, I'm so happy that you exist.
Well, thank you.
And was very happy too, going out of my door and not having to walk very far to see the Laguna. Let's tell people that this is a celebration. Sunday, April 23rd, between 5 and 7 p.m. at the Laguna Uplands Preserve behind Sonoma West Medical Center in Sebastopol. For tickets and information, 527-9277, extension 106, online lagunafoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.